Hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast from the Veg Grow Up podcast. My name is Richard, as I'm sure you all know by now. Now, tonight I'm having a bit of a laugh and a joke because my good friend, my special guest, Lee Connolly from the Skinny Jean Garden, another podcaster, he is here tonight because we're actually off down to Bewley tomorrow for Gardeners World Live.
We are. I'm very excited.
Me too. Now, I'm sure people know who you are, but for those who don't know who you are, Lee, let's get you introduced.
Sure, yeah, you should know who I am. If you don't, I'm Lee Connolly, Skinny Jean Gardener, friend of Richard. But more importantly, did I ever tell you that I was on Blue Peter once?
You've never mentioned that.
I hardly ever mention it. Oh, I didn't bring my badge, actually, for tomorrow. Never mind, doesn't matter. But if you don't know who I am, I'm a children's gardener. And I also wear skinny jeans.
Yeah, hence the name Skinny Jean Gardener. Children's gardening, how's that going?
Terribly.
Really?
No, it's going great. No, it's really good at this time of year because schools, especially after the we've just had like half term recently, and as soon as the April half term happens, all the kids start thinking about growing. In fact, do you know what? I went and dropped my daughter off at school this morning, and I don't really like this gardening make, because you'll be able to answer why at the end. But they've put runner bean seeds in, you know what I'm going to say, didn't you? In a plastic bag and attached them to a window with like a little bit of sponge in there with water. And they're going to watch how the seed grows. Thoughts?
So once a seed grows and germinates, they throw it away.
Yeah.
That's what annoys me. And I think it's a great idea in order to see how a seedling grows, but I would say it's slightly too early for runner beans if you're going to grow them outside, that is. Why not get the kids to see it actually develop and do a whole life cycle of a plant?
Here's a question for you. If you started a seed in that way, could you just put it into soil and it would grow? Or do you think once it's been, once it's had sunlight on it so much, it will take away from the growth of that plant?
You could stick it in the soil. I think the trouble is that it's used or started off growing in that way, which is basically its roots are exposed from what you're saying or what have you. And then you're going to suddenly shock it by putting it into soil.
And it needs the goodness from the compost or soil To really get going.
Yeah, I mean, a seedling. So when a seed germinates, you get the seed leaves, as you know. And at that point, the plant isn't producing roots. And the point of the true leaves, the leaves that follow, is when the plant is starting to produce roots. The seed leaves are there to open to get the energy to produce roots.
Yeah.
I watched Gardener's World last week. And he explained that perfectly in that way. But that's not what a child should be learning, in my eyes, about a plant. It's not the right way.
No. And on the flip side of that, to give the school some kudos, is that the word I'm looking for?
Credit.
They got some fruit trees the other day. Cherry, apple, pear. Was it something else? I mean, what the other thing was. Anyway, let's say them ones. And they're going to plant them up in some pots. And the teacher said to me, I was in a governor meeting. I'm a governor as well, because I'm cool like that. He said, I've got no time at the moment to do the trees. And I was like, do you want me to pop in the afternoon and plant them up for you? And she said to me, no, because really I want the kids to plant them up. So what she's going to do is one playtime, put a big pile of compost in the middle of the playground and get the classes to plant them up. And I thought it was good that she wanted to give them the chance to do it and the responsibility. I thought it was nice.
It's definitely the way to do it, in my opinion. I mean, I think it's great. They've got trees, fruit trees as well. I think, you know, every school should be growing fruit. But getting the kids to plant it themselves, great idea.
And they raffled them off. They raffled them off to know which class got what. And she said it was the most exciting and energetic assembly they've ever had, because the kids were so, and like, even Olive came out of school and was like, we got the cherry tree. Woo! She was well excited.
Olive is your daughter, just to explain.
Oh, yeah, I should mention that. The girl I keep talking about is my daughter.
Yeah. Just in case anybody is.
Just to clarify.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. I mean, I know when I was at school, we did do a few things with gardening.
Mm.
We planted geraniums and things. But that was one teacher, just the one teacher that pushed that through.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for her, nobody else would have done it in school.
Yeah, strange that, isn't it?
Yeah,
But anyway, yeah, so to answer the initial question, yes, it's a great time of year in my industry because the weather's getting better.
Yeah.
And for obvious reasons, parents and teachers seem to be coming out of the woodwork and getting outside with the kids, which is good.
Yeah. And, you know, we're off to Bewley tomorrow, as we've already said.
Yeah.
For Gardeners World Live. This is, I want to say, the first show of the season. Not strictly true, because we did go to one in Brighton earlier on this year. CD Sunday in February. Would you call that a show? I mean, an event, definitely an event.
It's not a show, though. It's not like gardens and stuff, is there?
No, but it is the wrong time of year. It's right time of year for a seed swap. But now we're off to this first show. I cannot wait. I love garden shows, as you know. That's your bread and butter, really.
Love it.
So, that's what we're doing tomorrow down at Bewley. Are you looking forward to anything there?
I was about to joke and say I'm looking forward to see the cars. I am. But actually, I've had a glimpse on social media, but I really like the show gardens. Mm. And I remember last year, I was taking photos of the show gardens for my own garden. And for many reasons, it didn't happen last year. I'm looking forward to try and get some inspiration from these show gardens for my own space.
Yeah. I do that every time we go to these shows. Looking for inspiration at the show gardens. Also, I'm going to have a look around some of the stalls and see if there's anything good to buy. Payday tomorrow, so it's always dangerous. Yeah, always dangerous. But I mean, the thing is, I'll go to this one, probably go to Gardeners World in Birmingham, hopefully go to the autumn one as well. But I'm trying to go to a few other shows this year. And every show I go to, there's always something different.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always plenty to see. Always plenty to see. Okay, it can get expensive going to all these shows, and it is time, but
that's add up.
Yeah.
But they are really good. Like, and also, the more shows you go, you'll find, I don't know if you find this, but in different parts of the country sometimes, you find that, especially like show gardens, you get a different styles.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and also like different styles of size gardens, like in Tatton. Have you ever been to Tatton before?
No.
They have like loads of really small gardens, like small spaced and like affordable spaces.
Yeah.
Which I think is quite nice.
What it needs to see more. I mean, the ones at Birmingham Gardeners World, sorry. You know, a friend of ours did a show garden there, and that was a full size courtyard garden.
Mm.
Not the biggest garden by far. Some of them can be huge, with huge lakes in them, as we've seen.
Mm.
But this one, it wasn't a small garden, but it cost her £60,000 to do that show garden for 4 days.
Well expensive to make show gardens happen.
Yeah, it's eye-opening, eye-opening. But that's what we like. And they're obviously there to try and promote their business, which is what they're trying to do.
Yeah. So, we're looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to say.
Now, I always like to go through my plans for the weekend. Have you got any plans, gardening plans for this week?
I haven't got any for this weekend, but as I answer it, can I answer it for next weekend? Because I'm actually at a wedding this weekend.
Yeah.
So I'll let you go, and then I'll think of what I'm going to do next weekend. I won't be on this podcast next weekend, so no, I might as well tell you.
Yeah. Well, or during the week when you're working from home.
True.
Well. Yeah.
True.
So I'm actually on call this weekend, so everything I'm going to be doing this weekend may be short. So my plan is Saturday morning, I'm going to head down the allotment. I'm going to build the two beds on the top half of a plot. That's going to complete all the bed building that I've got planned for this year. And then all I've got to do is a load of weeding in the beds, basically couch grass and mulching. It started raining tonight, so the grass is going to be difficult to cut unless it suddenly dries up. So, and then that's all I'm going to be able to... Oh, no, I'm also going to be planting out some more brassicas and some of our onion seedlings. These are onion seeds that came out in December's gift pack, sown on Boxing Day, or was it Christmas Day? One of the two. So they're going to go into the ground on Saturday, down on the allotment. Sunday is going to be a day at home in the home garden, again, provided I've not been called out. And I'm actually going to be clearing out one of my sheds. That's my plan for this weekend. Still waiting for it to get a little bit warmer before I plant out many of my plants. We've got cucumber plants that are sitting on my kitchen windowsill at the moment. I actually moved one out to the greenhouse, but it died because it got too cold overnight. So that tells me it's still too early to get it out into the greenhouse. And in Monday, there's going to be a massive seed sowing and pricking out and potting on session. That's all I'm going to be doing on Monday because it's bank holiday, of course. So yeah, that's my plans for this weekend. A lot of it, and I was saying this to Lee earlier, at the moment everything's just been so cold that it has been a little bit behind, and until it warms up, especially on the clay soil that I have here, I can't do anything.
I think it's also really important to note that we've got loads of time left.
Yeah,
you know how you see on like social media or even on TV, like people sowing seeds back in March or February. You do the same, I know you do. And then you get to this point and maybe you're worried that you've not sown anything. Loads of time still.
Yeah, yeah. Well, funny enough, people were asking me about beans and courgettes and pumpkins. I don't do those till May. In fact, they're going out in the May gift pack.
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing. We'll get into that in a minute, actually. But beans and courgettes, pumpkins, the squash plants, you know, plenty of time for those. Tomatoes, you can still sow tomatoes. You can sow those directly outside during May. Things like aubergines, chilies and peppers, it's too late for those. Give them that. But most seeds can still be sown at this time of the year. It's not too late at all. So, have you thought about what your plans are for next weekend yet?
I actually have a very similar shed issue at the moment where I've got to sort my shed out. Tidy workplace is a happy workplace, as they say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also want to do some seed sowing with Olive. Mm. I've found that she's 8 now. So the more I can get her involved in sowing of a seed, the more she wants to be part of it. This is something that I've found with her. She likes to make the seed labels, is what her job is. Yep. So we're at a stage where she doesn't want to get her hands messy.
Fair enough.
So, you know, it depends what sort of day it is.
Yeah.
Seeds, sowing seeds. And also, do you know what I want to do is plant some herbs up.
Good idea.
Because I've got a wall planter in my garden.
Yep.
Which has got 9 spaces for herbs. I want to plant it up with some herbs. I think that's a nice way of using that.
Yeah, yeah, living wall type thing.
Yeah, and also I've got a massive pile of wood I've got to get through and sort out, as we all probably have.
Yeah, I know exactly how that feels. Now, as I said, we were going to get into the seeds I'm sending out in May. I've actually finished putting all the packets together today, so they are going in the post tomorrow. I've actually given Lee's his already because he is a member of the Supporters Club. I thought I'd normally go through these before I send them out with you so you know what you're getting. First of all, we've got a pumpkin. The variety is Bambino. Should be a nice small pumpkin.
No, not a big one.
Not a big one. I don't like the big pumpkins because they're great. I mean, they're good for kids and what have you, but you can't, well, you can eat them, but they're not very flavourful.
I think you're right. They don't taste.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of taste to them.
Yeah. So I like the smaller ones. My preferred ones are the Crown Princes. These Bambinos are pretty tasty as well. They're small. I mean, you can still use them for carving. They're just small. Next, we have a courgette called Greenbush, which is a very well-known variety. I like courgettes. It's possible to get too many courgettes, but I think that's a good thing. If you get too many courgettes, give them away to friends or families or neighbours. People will eat them.
Wrap them up for birthdays, take them to barbecues. Yep. Really get out. Be known as the courgette person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Runner bean, Lady Di, really good runner bean this, and I love growing runner beans. I don't like eating them, but my wife does, so I grow them for her. But they have a real nice, I think, architectural plant, because they get nice and tall.
Yeah, they make like a space look. Like for me, in my garden, I like a lot of greenery.
Yeah.
You get a lot of greenery from them, and also something you can eat. Yeah. Perfect.
Perfect. We've also got a dwarf French bean. This is a yellow French bean called a Burgold. Now, I chose dwarf for this specifically because I'm probably going to grow these dwarf beans, these runner beans, French beans, sorry, in my veggie pod.
Makes sense.
I'm trying, now I've got the large veggie pod, to grow a bit more in it as opposed to the salad leaves I would grow in the other one. And we've also got a thyme that I've sent out for this year, for this month, as the herb.
Good time for thyme.
Yep, we all like thyme. And finally, a Savoy cabbage. It's Virtus 2. Now, I'm sowing cabbage in May, and these should give us cabbages for Christmas dinner.
Aha, perfect.
So I like cabbage on Christmas dinner. Hope you do too. But even so, we sow in May, even June, for winter cabbages. So what more can I say, really? Now,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I know, it's odd to think about Christmas when it's still, 8 months away, 7 months away. But when it comes to brassicas and Christmas dinner, you've got to think this far ahead. Now, just looking through our notes. Oh, yes. Two Gardeners, One Podcast. This is our podcast that Lee and I were doing for a bit.
Yeah.
I had a message off one of our listeners and supporters, actually, with another news article about it.
No, oh, wait, someone listened?
Someone listened.
Wow,
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to say we're canning that podcast. It's just, it's difficult to get our diaries to match up in order to record it regularly. And something that we know with podcasts is it needs to be consistent.
Yep.
You know, we're both married. The wives want to see us.
Of course they do.
Work. We got our own podcast as well, sure. et cetera. So I'm not going to say we're canning it. As of yet, we're just finding it a bit difficult to find a time to record.
Yeah, just hold off with the tissues at the moment. Like, we could be back.
We could be back. It'd be good. I mean, I do enjoy doing them.
Yeah, but that's the problem. We like doing it, so we don't want to totally lose it. We want to. We've just got to find a way of doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then we'll see what happens. And in the time editing and uploading and writing everything else.
Yeah, because Richard does get a lot wrong. That's probably the lot of editing. Happened, mainly me, actually, but...
Yeah.
Sure.
And the marketing and everything else that goes with it.
Yeah, there's a lot more to just... And, well, I mean, for me, I just like talking to you each week.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Why wouldn't you? So, yeah. So we are going to think of a way we can bring it back.
Yeah.
We've just not got to that point yet.
We've just not. It's, as I said, it's just getting the diaries to sync up that we can do it consistently and regularly.
In my mind, we might come back in 2024.
Yeah. Yeah. I suddenly thought 2024 seems so far away. But
we could do some winter recordings.
Yeah. I think it's going to be. I'm quieter during the winter.
I'm non-existent during the winter. So that could be.
Yeah.
I could come and live here for a little bit. And
yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, Roxy will love that.
We'll do what I'm doing.
Yeah. Right. Hopefully that has given you it's quite a long podcast for a Supporters Club podcast. But if you are going to Garner's World Live down at Beauty this weekend, I know at least two of you are, let me know what you think of it. And please do take lots of photos and share them. If you are there tomorrow and you see me and Lee, please do come up and say hello.
And take lots of photos and share them. We will sign people's foreheads.
Yeah. Have you ever done that?
Not yet.
No.
Anyway. I did paint one of Ola's friends' faces once and she cried.
Right.
I didn't sign my name, I should mention. I just painted her face as a pirate. She doesn't like pirates.
Okay.
I can do that as well if you want me to. Anyway. Right, anyway, yeah. You get the point. If you want us to sign your arm or something,
you know,
Richard just, will do that.
Come and see us. Come and see us. We'll be walking around with microphones and cameras, but don't worry.
Don't let that scare you.
Don't let it scare you. Just come and interrupt us. It's fine. Anyway, right. I'm not actually sure what I'm going to be placing the podcast on tomorrow, but I've got an idea that I'll float with Lee in a minute. And anyway, thank you so much for listening. And as always, thank you for your support. We've got a long weekend coming up this weekend, so I hope you make the most of it. I am getting your seeds in the post to you tomorrow. Now, with all the bank holidays and stuff, I'm hoping they're going to get to you next week, but fingers crossed. Sometimes it takes so long to get to people.
A nightmare, isn't it? Long bank holiday, really, isn't it? Another bank holiday this weekend, next weekend another bank holiday.
And then at the end of a month, another bank holiday.
Lucky they've got your Supporters Club podcast. They've got your actual podcast. They could listen to my podcast called The Teacher Parent Garden Club.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd plug it at the end.
Yeah. I forget, it's not the Skinny Jingo.
It's not called the Skinny Jingo podcast. You won't find anything there anymore. Yeah. But Teacher mainly Parent. Your stuff's probably best.
Well, no. Check out his podcast.
No, you're right. Check out mine.
Right, guys, you take care. I'll see you again next time.